Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Well, this is going to be an awesome update. I'm going to say this one for the record books in a good way. So this morning, I had a chance to meet with the franchisor. We went through stuff like MindBody, FranConnect, the different software and platforms, and it was good. We got finished with it in record time, and it was really solid. My background is in, so I went to school for finance. I do not like accounting, but I went to school for finance. They're kind of different. And I've also worked in tech my whole career. So going through the tech platform, the CRM, and then just seeing like how to reconcile the accounts and transactions was pretty easy, relatively. You never know what to expect, and it was a lot more manageable than I had thought. So that was really cool. Next week, we're actually diving into like small business accounting with like the CFO and the other accounting folks. And so that'd be really good for the financial portion of it. But while we're meeting, I got a calendar invite for 2:30 p.m. closing docs at the broker's office. Let's go. We're closing today. So that's in 3 hours, 3.5 hours. So all I got to do is just show up, bring the closing gifts. And wouldn't you believe it, the broker and the sellers, we all have different schedules. So everyone's showing up at slightly different times. So kind of bummed. I don't quite know how it's going to pan out with their closing gifts. I had this big theatrical order in my little spiel, but since we'll be coming in and trickling in and out at different times, I'll just give each person their jersey whenever they make it in. So a little bummed. It's not going to be this grandeur delivery with like a whole speech that I wrote out, but just to be like, hey, appreciate you. Here's why I got you this jersey. You're awesome. Glad we could work together. So a little more basic, but hey, that's all good. We're not here for a theater show. We're here to buy a business and to save people's lives and improve the health of the world. So that's what we got going on today. Just loaded up the jerseys. Now I'm going to work in some W-2 stuff for a couple hours. My wife is getting off work so that we can be there at the closing. She's kind of letting me roll with being this crazy gift giver. So I really appreciate that. And yeah, I'm stoked for it. Finally made it. Didn't think we'd ever get here. But here we are. And then we'll take lots of pictures, send out texts to friends and family, and rock and roll from there. So that's the development. And oh, man, am I grateful that we got here. I never felt like we'd get here. Here we are. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.